John the Baptist is in the wilderness. It says in the whole region around the Jordan. And so perhaps when he quoted Isaiah, the prophet, about the highway of our God being prepared, he may have been near one of the most famous highways of history called the King's Highway. There were two highways that actually ran through Israel that went all the way back to the time of Abraham and even before. One was called the Way of the Sea. And of course, that went along the Mediterranean up through Israel from Egypt into the Middle East. The other road was called the King's Highway that connected the Middle East, the northern part of the Middle East, all the way down to Egypt. Now, this would have been a terrifying highway for the people of Israel, because this is the same highway that the Persians took, most likely, to conquer the Israelites. This would have been the same highway the people of God would have taken on their way to exile into Babylon after they had been conquered. This would have been the same highway that Alexander the Great would have come and conquered that whole region around the Mediterranean. And now they have the Romans that took the same highway to conquer and to occupy the people of Israel. John says that there's going to be a new highway. Not the King's Highway, but the Lord's Highway. There's going to be a new construction project that God is going to do. And John is going to be the one to build it. He is, if you will, the construction worker that will help excavate the land, to move the land, to raise the valleys, to lower the hills, to make the rough places smooth, to make the crooked straight. Because that's what made highways useful. They would elevate the highways so they would prevent erosion and would prevent there being flooding. They would make it impassable. And so God was going to do that proverbially through John, this great metaphor of what the kind of highway that God was going to build. Now, on Long Island, we have all kinds of highways. We have highways that we call these state roads that help us get from place to place. We have parkways, which was a new one for me, being from the Midwest. And I was just told between services that it's called a parkway because it's supposed to look like a park, like you're driving through a state park. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. And then we have what we call the expressway, which arguably is only an expressway at certain times of the day. But here we have movement, right, among peoples from getting from point A to point B. To be able to go unhindered is the idea. And so God is creating his highway by the word of the prophet and by his Holy Spirit, the prophet John. John quotes from Isaiah chapter 40, "Prepare the way of the Lord." This is a new highway that God is still building, even today. And we get to participate in this building of a highway. We get to also be construction workers in making this new project of God, bridging that distance between himself and humanity and ourselves to him. Even though he is always near us, we are establishing this highway, this elevated path for God to bring the good news to us. You may remember that the first name of Christianity in the book of Acts was simply called the way. It's the same word, actually, that John is using, quoting Isaiah chapter 40. Jesus himself said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And that we go to the Father through none else but Jesus Christ. And so we have here the building project of God, this highway of the Lord's highway. One of the things about the time that John said this that was so unique, and one of the reasons why historians believe that this was the time for the Messiah to come into the world, because God had already prepared the way for this good news. Alexander the Great, when he occupied all of the Mediterranean area there, spread the Greek language so that people could now communicate with one another. It was the lingua franca, the common tongue that people would talk to one another. And that's why the New Testament is written in Greek, because it would maximize the number of people that could understand the Word of God. And then after that, the Romans built all these roads throughout the Mediterranean region. You've heard the saying that all roads lead to Rome. And so they built these roads. And the way they built the roads was a little ridiculous. What they would do is they would just draw a line between points. And instead of following the contours of the landscape, they would just do a straight road. And so you would have to go up and down on this road. But they believed it was the fastest way there. But God's construction project, his highway, doesn't follow the contours of the landscape. It changes the contours of the landscape. When God's word goes out, the valleys raise up to meet the plains, and the hills lower down to make way for the king. The crooked is now made straight to expedite the good news to all people. And the rough places, he makes smooth to ease the passage of the king, not to conquer people, but to conquer our hearts and minds for him. And so Jesus tells us to also prepare a highway for our king. And just as in the day of John the Baptist, when he prepared already through the Romans the roads, and he prepared through Alexander the Great the language to spread the gospel, so we too are to be part of that work too, to help people understand the relevance of the good news of Jesus Christ. That it's not just for certain kinds of people, not just for the Jews, but also for all people, all tribes, all tongues and peoples. I remember as a young teenager seeing these advertisements on television, these commercials of a British girl wandering in the desert. And she was just talking and narrating to the cameras. And she was talking about this new highway being built around the world. She said it will be nothing like we've ever seen before. It will connect people to people from the opposite side of the globe. Honestly, I had no idea what she was talking about. This information highway that she also called it was what soon became the internet, the World Wide Web. That's what John was working on. The World Wide Web of not just information, but of the good news of Jesus Christ, him who died for us, rose again for the dead for us. And he wants us as his people to join with him in preparing the way, to bring that good news, to prepare our hearts to receive the risen king, to dwell there and to make his home there, not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. And so we pray during this Advent season. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.